Science Matters in Connecticut presents Experimenting with Houseplants to Reduce Indoor Air Pollution by Patricia Joseph, Jr., Engineering and Science University Magnet School, ESUMS. Words to know. Volatile organic compounds, VOCs, health hazardous organic chemicals in the form of gas emitted by liquids or solids. Arduino. Arduino is an open-source platform used to build electronics projects. Microcontrollers. Single computer all-in-one integrated circuit/chip. Programmable and designed to control small electronic devices. Multi-pixel gas sensor. An air quality sensor that utilizes metal oxides, measures the concentration of airborne particles. Parts per billion. PPB, unit of measurement representing the concentration of extremely small particles in a given volume of fluid. Approximately 7 million people die each year due to air pollution, as reported by the World Health Organization, WHO, in 2012. Alarmingly, indoor air pollution has caused 4.3 million deaths globally, with greater effects in lower-income nations. In homes, indoor air pollution can take many forms, such as overusing cleaning products, poor ventilation, burning solid fuels, or using cheap building materials. Many volatile organic compounds, VOCs, are key indoor pollutants, and long-term exposure to VOCs can cause various respiratory and cardiovascular diseases. After a literature search, I found clashing studies stating that houseplants could potentially purify toxins in the air, but they produce VOCs when interacting with their environment. Thus, my research involves testing the viability of houseplants in reducing airborne VOCs through the use of an Arduino Nano microcontroller, an SGP30 multi-pixel gas sensor, and engineering a chamber to simulate indoor airflow. In this study, I chose three common houseplants: the peace lily, S. wallacei, dragon tree, D. marginata, and snake plant, S. tricyphiata. Then I ran a program through my Arduino that allowed the sensor to collect carbon dioxide and VOC levels in real time. The structure of the chamber consisted of a repurposed tent, a self-made carbon filter, two small fans for air circulation, and ventilation sockets. The experimentation included two key phases, emission and mitigation. The emission phase involved running the carbon filter for 24 hours to purify the air, and then placing each of the plants inside the chamber to observe the number of VOCs they produced. The second phase, mitigation, involved filling the air with high levels of VOCs and then determining the rate in which the plant reduces VOCs to safe levels. I did this by connecting paper plates to an internal fan and spraying each plate with bright green spray paint. Each time, VOC levels spiked to 60,000 parts per billion, PPB. The approach I took led me to create mathematical models supporting that the dragon tree was the most efficient air purifier, as it produced the least VOCs naturally and reduced up to 70% of VOCs in the ambient air. My comparative study aims to inform public health organizations about the trade-offs of using certain houseplants as natural purifiers. Overall, this year-long research project was very rewarding. It taught me how to push through setbacks and failures in order to gain experience and develop a growth mindset. Meet the scientist. From watching caterpillars transform into butterflies to building way too many Rube Goldberg machines, these experiences back in elementary school fostered my curiosity and passion for STEM. Other than research, I enjoy playing with oddly shaped 3D puzzles, similar to Rubik's Cubes, competing in parliamentary-style debate tournaments, and mentoring younger students at my school's student-led science research club. I am currently a junior at the Engineering Science University Magnet School, ESUMS. Patricia Joseph was awarded in 2020 the Connecticut Science and Engineering Fair's Top Life Science Senior Division Award, and for the honor, received from the Connecticut Academy of Science and Engineering the H. Joseph Gerber Award of Excellence for her research project, Comparative Analysis of the Mitigation and Emissions Rates of Volatile Organic Compounds in Various Ornamental Plants Using a Monitored Environment. At the time of the award, Patricia was a sophomore. Skills and knowledge. My project involved interdisciplinary science skills and fields. The plant science aspect of the project required maintaining the houseplants throughout several weeks of experimentation and examining the production and reduction of VOCs. On the other hand, the technical aspect of monitoring VOCs required further research on microcontrollers, serial data, modules, basic coding, and sensors. Lastly, engineering the plant environment, the chamber housing the plants, involved research on reliable materials, constructing carbon filters, and many trials. There are some hyperlinks at the bottom of the page, so if you'd like to follow up on this topic, ask your parent, teacher, or guardian with help researching those. That completes this issue of Science Matters in Connecticut, Experimenting with Houseplants to Reduce Indoor Air Pollution. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer, Laura Bogart.